In the 24th chapter of the book of Matthew, Jesus is talking to his disciples concerning the signs by which they would know that the coming of the Lord and the end of the world was near. And as he is speaking to them of these signs, in verse 37, he declares one of the great signs of the return of Christ would be that as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. I think that all of us have an awareness that things cannot continue on as they are today. As we watch the downward spiral of our society, we realize that before long, we've got to hit the bottom. Something has to change. We look at the downward spiral of the moral values in our nation. We see the divorce rate. We realize how many children now are being raised by only one of their natural parents. We see the pornography. It used to be that the Varga girls in Esquire were about as scintillating as you could find. But now our children can pick up magazines and see such filth. And even worse than that, the X-rated movies and the videos that are available. We look at what has transpired in the homosexual community over the last 40 years. The totally obscene parades in San Francisco on Father's Day. We look at what has happened as far as the drug problem in the last 40 years. We look at the violent crimes, the drive-by shootings, the carjackings, the child abuse, and the terrorists that plague the world. We look at the increased proliferation of nuclear weapons and how many terrorist nations are now in possession of these nuclear weapons. We look at Africa. It's estimated that in many of the countries of Africa, more than 50% of the people are infected with the HIV virus. We see the anarchy in Bosnia, Rwanda, Sudan. We look at the situation in South Africa. And we realize that that is a powder keg ready to explode. We know that things can't continue on much longer. There's a general awareness of that. We realize that there is a day of reckoning that is coming. Our government has been on a spending spree for years. We continue to spend more than what we take in. And we know that that can't continue indefinitely. It's got to come to an end. There's going to be a crash. As far as the government is concerned, they really aren't offering us any solutions. In fact, they're one of the biggest problems. The abortion issue is another matter that God is going to be judging. The prophet Isaiah said, "Woe unto those who call evil good and good evil." To come out of the closet and declare yourself to be a homosexual or a lesbian, they say, is good. To speak out against this perverted lifestyle, they say, is evil. But the Bible speaks of the woes that are coming upon the earth. The angel said, "Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth by reason of the three trumpets that are yet to sound." I believe that the only hope for the future is the coming again of Jesus Christ. This is what he's talking about in Matthew 24. The day of the Lord's coming, the day of the establishing of the kingdom of God. He said, immediately after the tribulation of those days, shall they see the sign of the Son of Man coming with clouds and great glory. Education is not going to save us. The government is not going to save us. The United Nations can't save the world. Science can't save the world. Greenpeace can't save our planet. There's only one that can save our world, and that is Jesus Christ. He said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be at the coming of the Son of Man. What was going on in the days of Noah? Number one, we read in Genesis that God saw the wickedness of man, that it was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. That man's minds were polluted, and that they thought only of evil continually. And as we look at our world today, we see the parallel with the movie industry filling the screens, the television industry coming into our homes, the videos that just are polluting the minds of the people until the thoughts and the imagination of man's heart is only evil continually. Secondly, we read in Genesis that the world or the earth was corrupt before God, and the world was filled with violence. The result of this corruption would be violence, and the world was filled with violence in the days of Noah. And so we see how violence is filling our earth today. My grandchildren were over the other day, and they were watching cartoons, and I was sitting there in the family room with them, and I think it was Bugs Bunny. And there was this little pirate that was trying to destroy Bugs Bunny's ship, and in 5 minutes' time, he blasted that little pirate at least 10 different times, smashed him to smithereens, and blew him up, and just all violence. I mean, but of course, the little guy, he would just shake himself and come out of his pancake position and come back again with another, attack against Bugs Bunny. But I thought, my, look at this. You know, it's supposed to be cartoons, sort of an innocuous kind of a thing. But all of the violence that the kids are exposed to, even on the cartoons, all of the diabolical things that are done by these little cartoon characters. But of course, they go out in the streets, and they're apt to find the same kind of violence, but the people don't get up and survive those kind of things. I would say that today, the world is very much like it was in the days of Noah. Jesus points out that in the days of Noah, the people were totally oblivious to the coming judgment of God. They were going on eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage. That is, it was pretty much business as usual. There was no awareness that the judgment of God was about to fall upon them. They did not realize that anything was wrong until Noah went in the ark and the flood began to rise. Today, people have such little realization of how close the world is to the judgment of God. It seems of late that God is trying to wake man up a little bit, to shake us from our lethargy. We see the tornadoes, the earthquakes, the hurricanes, the fires, the floods, the AIDS epidemic. But to try to suggest to the worldly person that these possibly are the beginning of sorrows and the beginning of God's judgment, and they laugh you to scorn. Though man may acknowledge his belief in the existence of God, he lives as though God did not exist, totally ungodly lives. What does America need today? First of all, rather than the lesbians coming out of the closets, we need godly mothers who will go into the closet to pray for their children and the school system and the community and for a spiritual revival to sweep our land. I believe that more could be accomplished for good if we would organize people to pray and we would gather together in times of prayer. Without a spiritual awakening, let's face it, our nation is through. It's only a matter of time until we will also face the judgment of God. Like Russia, we need to realize that the only hope of teaching morality is to teach it from the biblical base. That the Bible has the only true basis for morality. We need men and women in our Congress and Senate who love God and who fear God. We need for God's people to humble themselves and pray and seek God's face and turn from their wicked ways. You see, you're either a part of the problem or you're a part of the solution of the problem. But most of all, what our nation needs is the return of Jesus Christ in clouds with great glory and the establishing of the kingdom of God on the whole earth. That day when wars will cease to the end of the earth. The day when, as Isaiah said, the wolf shall lie down with the lamb, the leopard will lie down with the goat, the calf with the young lion, and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. And the cow and the bear shall feed, and their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The day when, according to the book of Revelation, God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. The day when Isaiah said, "The eyes of the blind will be open, the ears of the deaf will be unstopped, and then shall the lame man leap as the deer, and the tongue of the mute will sing, for in the wilderness shall waters break out and streams in the desert." The day, according to Isaiah, when he, that is Jesus, shall judge among the nations and shall rebuke many people, and they shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks, and nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. That doesn't sound like too bad of a society to live in. I think I would rather enjoy that. You see, we are not prophets of doom and gloom. The world is filled with that. We don't need to prophesy concerning that. We're prophets of a better day, the day of the Lord, and encouraging the people to pray, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done," and to see that that is the only solution to the ills that plague the world in which we live today. You mothers who have been crying before the Lord, take heart. Our Lord is coming soon. Your prayers will soon be answered. Shall we pray? Father, as we face the conditions of the world today, as we see the same conditions that existed in the days of Noah and in the days of Lot, we realize, Lord, that the judgment is not far off. And Father, we pray that you will draw our hearts unto the things of the Spirit. Free us, Lord, from the bondage of corruption that holds the world in its grip today. And Father, I pray that you will bless these godly mothers who have a real heart and concern for the nation, for their families. And Lord, that they will be faithful and continue faithful in their prayers and supplications, that we might see, O God, a spiritual renewal in our land. Father, we realize that the time has come when something must be done to avert your judgment. And unless something is done, your judgment is certain to fall. May we, your people, called by your name, humble ourselves and pray and seek your face. And may we turn from our wicked ways. In Jesus' name, amen. Shall we stand? Peter, in speaking about the day of the Lord coming and the great destruction, he said, but we look for a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. And in speaking about this world that is really falling apart, seeing, he said, all of these things are to be dissolved, what manner of persons ought we to be in all godliness and holy manner of living? As we see the deteriorating conditions of the world around us, it should be to us a greater incentive to living godly, righteous, holy lives, placing really our minds, hearts, and lives in the eternal values. May the Lord be with you. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord's hand be upon you to guide you. May His Spirit inspire you to greater commitment to Jesus than you've ever had before, as we look forward to that glorious day of the Lord, His coming to establish His kingdom.